Strange Adventure.
The little bus clattered to a stop in front of the sheriff's office of Martinville, and two weary and angry men climbed out. A moment later, they were confronting Sheriff Patrick O'Brien. Luke Barlow, the bus driver, was really perturbed.
Sheriff, I got held up again today on the road to Rawhide. The robber was wearing a mask, so I couldn't identify him.
The sheriff jerked a thumb at the little man standing near his desk.
Well, no wonder you got held up carrying John Friday along with you. And what was you doing, Mr. Friday? Going for a joyride?
Oh, no, Patrick. I was going to Rawhide on business. The culprit robbed me of $5.13, too. And then he waded up the creek to get away. I guess he didn't want to leave any trail.
Oh, didn't he know?
Patrick, if you'll listen to me, I think I know how we can find the guilty man.
Well, I don't know why I should listen to you, but I'll do it. And your plan had better be a good one, too.
That night, John Friday left his hotel and headed for the Silver Dollar Bar. In the gloom outside the swinging doors lay the body of Sheriff O'Brien. There was terror in his voice as he rushed into the crowded bar.
Man, come help me. The sheriff's been hurt.
Luke Barlow and a couple of cowboys rushed to carry the officer inside. The front of the man's shirt was covered with blood, and his inert body dangled as the men carried him to a cot in the back room. John Friday, as deputy of Martin County, took over the situation. He climbed onto a table and addressed the men.
Men, now I have a hunch that one of you killed Sheriff O'Brien, so I'm going to have to hold you all until I make a search for the murder knife. Line up against the bar. But Luke, you hold this gun on them while I make the search.
None of the men objected to being searched, and no knives were found except short-bladed pocket knives, and they had no bloodstains. John Friday faced the line of men again.
All right, boys. Take off your boots. We'll look into them.
Standing first on one foot and then the other, the men pulled off their boots, and John plunged a searching hand into each one. One man seemed to have trouble with his boots, but at last he managed to get them off. John reached into a boot, then looked at the socks the miner was wearing. He jerked erect and called to Luke Barlow.
Keep this man covered, Luke. He's the one that robbed us at the creek.
The miner snarled at the little man.
You're talking through your hat.
Oh, no, you're wrong. I'm talking through wet socks that you didn't take time to change after you held up the bus and waded the creek to get away.
The miner's hand snatched at the holster at his side. A shot rang out, but not from the robber's gun. All eyes turned toward the door that led into the back room. There stood Sheriff Patrick O'Brien, very much alive. Then he turned to his deputy.
Well, John Friday, it looks like your hunch of making me play dead while you look for a pair of wet socks got us a payroll robber, doesn't it?
It sure does, Patrick. Ain't you glad?
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.